step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
Let me just say this. Be careful following the trends that are out there. Be careful following the buzzwords, what everybody else is doing, the herd mentality, you know, the one-size-fits-all isms that go out there with you. And, you know, we talked about in part one about keto or ketogenic. And we found out, you know, Brandon says, I don't like, even the word keto because it's sort of become a buzzword. Everybody's doing it. You know, every drink out there is doing it. Every old meal plan out there is doing it. And they're jumping on the bandwagon. You know, SlimFast is doing it. They have a keto, it's like everybody is doing that because it's that herd aspect. And part one, you need to go, if you haven't listened to it, you need to go back and listen to it and break it down where Brandon breaks down the good fat, the bad fat, the clean keto, versus the dirty keto, the good fats, the bad fats. And you need to really, really pay attention to what Brandon has said and done. And I guarantee it, you decipher us. And what we're doing is putting out this material and putting out this content so that you can say, wait a minute, should I do this or should I not do this? Because let me say this before we get into it even more. I was seeing a post one day and somebody says, well, I got chai seed. What do I do with it? I'm like, okay. They got chai seed because somebody else got chai seed. They didn't know how to use it. So what I'm saying to you is don't use something if you don't know how to use it and don't know what to do with it. Don't fall into that trap because it will cause you to fail and you won't have any longevity. Bottom line. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, what do you think of that? I mean, people are falling into the trends.
That's right. And, trends are going to come and they're going to go. As long as your overhaul mission is health.
Yes.
You can try some trends. Try some things. You got to see if it works for you. That's how we figure this stuff out. But you need to make your main priority, your main focus, your health. And we can continue to substitute things, take things away, add things to see if it works. Again, we're a big lab rat.
Shouldn't they study it though for themselves?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the thing. Nobody's doing that.
Like, so for instance, for me, 2 years ago, and this is just random off the wall, but to give you an idea, the new big thing that's kind of come out recently in the media are all these really cool mushroom extracts, right?
Yeah, right.
If those are familiar, reishi, chaga, turkey tail, all these different kind of mushrooms and stuff. That has kind of been a trend lately. And for us to figure stuff out, it needs to get in the media sometimes. But then it's your job to sit there and think if that's something for you. Like the chai is a great example. You don't just do it because it's healthy. Figure out why it's healthy, how you do it, and go from there.
Right.
So you know what? You may catch me, sitting there putting a little bit of these mushroom extracts into my coffees or my smoothies because I've sat there and I have spent hours on hours trying to figure out. And then I've used it. How do I feel? I analyze it.
Yes.
I go to there. Has it messed anything up? Am I feeling funny? Am I not sleeping now? Like, what are these
factors? Are you on a trip? Are you tripping?
Not that room, right? But it's up to you to figure that out. Now, guys, don't be afraid to try something and fail at it or try something like, whoa, that was not a good choice for
right,
me.
Right, right.
That's how we figure it out. So, for instance, I've done vegan. Vegan, let me tell you, is not for me. I didn't feel great on it. It was tough with my lifestyle. I'm not condoning anybody who is vegan. If you're healthy, happy, full of energy, go with it, guys. But again, try to figure out why it's going to work for you and don't just take somebody's word for it.
And that's what Brandon also said. Brandon tells me what to do. What I have to do is I have to sit there and decipher it myself, because just because Brandon said, and that's what the world does, and because so-and-so said it, that makes it gospel. No, it's not gospel. That Brandon has studied for him, and I entrust what he says, but I got to make sure I get the information and I process it and understand what I'm doing, rather because just Brandon saying, well, do this, and then not understanding, because that's like a robot.
That's right.
And we're not that way. And, you know, part one was incredible, Brandon, and I love doing that. You broke it down, which is good. This is part two. It's the beginning of 2020. You know, we don't want, you know, January, man, this is your busy season right now.
Man.
But then February, chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-choo-choo. I think I can. And then you want to keep going until September or October. You don't want to just go halfway in and halfway out. You want longevity. You don't want just that little quick. And that's what people do. And I read stuff people say about chai seed, or I see this, and then all of a sudden they're not even posting about anything. Not that they have to, but they get into these molds and all these isms. And I just hope you don't do that. I mean, it's gonna ruin you, and it's gonna derail you, I promise. But you know, it's so good that we get five star. I'm honored that people say great things about our podcast, and it's getting out there. It's, you know, a lot of people, you go to theobesityrevolution.com, you can find every episode there. You could subscribe, leave a review. We want you to leave a review. But right now we have another five-star review from a loyal listener and somebody that's changing and getting their life changed as well. So here's that five-star review.
Another five-star review for the Obesity Revolution podcast. The Obesity Revolution is amazing. Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore are what it's all about. What a great podcast, energy, and inspiration. Change the world and lives 1 pound at a time. It's an honor and privilege to know and work with you, my dear friend, and here to help you any way and every way I can.
Wow. A little hope for a big problem, and obesity is a big problem.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I love how she said it. She's like, you know, I finally see how I'm getting my life back, and that there is really a trainer and a trainee between the relationship that we have. And then what she's also said was, man, she said, it gives me hope.
That's good. Well, that's good. But I also want to reflect back on Sean. You know, like, we didn't just stumble into each other, and he didn't just make one phone call and all of a sudden this relationship has formed. If you want to find that relationship, you need to go out and search for it, and you gotta have to work for it.
That's good, Brandon. Hit that.
You've
yes.
been turned down how many times?
30 some times.
And
least.
Had how many private conversations with individuals that just didn't work out and didn't click. Just like the food we're sitting here talking about, guys, you got to try it and see if it works. And if the relationship doesn't work for you, keep pushing until you find the one that does, or for the time that the one that works for you for that time.
Yes.
Too. Cause you know, we have different seasons in life, different things. And right now our relationship is working very well with each other, and it'll continue to, but for those out there trying to find that, or trying to find that trainer that worked for you, you may find a couple that don't work, but doesn't mean you stop and give up hope, because
that's
I promise
good.
You that relationship is
that's
out there
good.
If that's the accountability
yes,
that you need.
Yes.
You know?
Well, the thing though, Brandon, is that we have two ears and one mouth, right? Because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk.
Right.
The amazing thing about you, Brandon, and getting into this keto thing is that you listen. I mean, you need to make sense out of it. You have to, you know, assimilate it and process mm-hmm. it. But you not only just say, you know, you're like thinking, you know, you're listening intently to me, and if I can't explain it, I have to go another way, just like we did just recently, which was awesome. You know, I have therapy, you know, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 days a week.
Yes.
And that therapy, Casper and Sarah are great with Revive Zone Therapy. They've helped. But you sat down and came to one of my sessions and sat down with them, and they broke it down, what was going on, and Brandon's like, okay, I get it. That's the kind of trainer. That's the kind of trainer you want. That somebody like a Brandon. That's why he's and say he doesn't like. He hates being in the limelight. But I'm putting him there because he's that way. And you to do that. That day changed my life.
Wow.
Because you listened.
Absolutely. And that's you.
And you don't want me to be hurt. That's what, that's the, that's,
well, that, and that's the whole thing. And give everybody a little bit of a backstory here. You know, Sean and I had a discussion and we decided that he was going to dive in and really grit his teeth and just work through some pain, and get more movement in. I thought the issue was more movement, and obviously more movement is going to help. But I was like, Sean, we need a little bit more out of you. I know it hurts. I know it, you know, we got to fight through some stuff. And I was, you know, I'm not that trainer, you know, no pain, no gain. We got to be smart about stuff too. And then I sat down with his lymphatic therapist and they stretch him out and do all this stuff that I don't do. So they're really finding some imbalances in that I wouldn't find. When Sean says his one side hurts a little bit, well, I'm not sitting there stretching him, and I don't realize that his abductors and the outside of his hip is so tight that he can barely stand on it. So this homework that I gave him, and Sean being the workhorse that he is, did it anyway. And I'm finding out that we're compensating for some things and we're causing some of his muscles to be overactive. So in the long run, him moving more right now on his feet is making things worse. So then I have to take back what I said is, Sean, suck it up, buttercup. Let's push. Let's get more in. I realized I was wrong. We're still going to move more, but the whole workouts we had him doing were on his feet way too much. So we have to respond to that, just like our nutrition that we're getting ready to get
into. That's why this guy's amazing.
So we're still going to figure out ways for him to move more. We still are going to get more out of him, but we've actually got to work on his imbalances, because if I put him at a risk to injure his leg, he could be out for 6 months, and then we've backtracked everything that we've done. Again, guys, this all correlates into your nutrition and your food. Sean, and we're going to break down his calories. We're going to break down his macros of how I have him in so-called keto. But guys, this doesn't mean that Sean fighting his lymphatic issues, his hormone levels and stuff like that, whatever he has going on, this doesn't mean that 3-4 weeks from now that I'm just sitting here and we don't have the results we want to see. I'm not just pushing keto on him just because I think that's the route. Maybe we do go to 6 meals a day with quality carbohydrates and whole foods, completely opposite of keto, because this may be what his body calls for. Wow. Now we'll see when we get there, but I'm not set in stone on anything, and neither should you.
That was a truth bomb right there, Brandon. That's why I love you as a person, but man, I love you as a trainer. Because the fact that you did, and we had that, he's like, man, I want more out of you. And I'm going to get everything because he's my coach. I want him to give that thumbs up to me. But whenever you come to me and you listen to reason, and that's what you do with everybody. And Brandon, there's not trainers out there like you. I know that for a fact. There's something different about you. He's called. He's anointed in this. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but that's what it is. And that took every bit of anxiety away that day, because what I was doing is I'm a people pleaser and I wanted to please you. And I was willing to do anything, but whenever that did, is all of a sudden I felt that whole burden come off me. Not that you wasn't going to do that, but it like...
Well, working through pain every day is tough.
It is.
It's incredibly tough. But that's where the relationship is so important, guys. One, you've got to sit there, and it's difficult. Relationship's tough. Marriage tough, whatever it is. It's a give and
yes,
it's a take.
That's right. That's right.
So therefore, I was giving Sean the advice and pushing him, and he was taking it, and then it was uncomfortable for him. And then it's uncomfortable for me that I got to sit there, I'm wrong. You know, I as a trainer aspect, sit there, push, go. And I realized after having that conversation that I was wrong with what I had Sean doing, and I needed to dial it back. I also needed to take the shot on the chin too, because Sean's overall health is more important than any pride or anything like that. So to dive into that relation aspect, guys, it's mutual. You've got to be willing to be coached as well, but you also have to have that coach that's willing to listen to you.
Man.
So with that, let's dive into the coaching on the nutrition.
Yes.
Keto. For you guys to break down in the keto that we have Sean doing for now, just want to kind of give you an understanding of where he's at and, you know, maybe give you an idea of how to start this if this is something you're interested in. So Sean, roughly I have around 2,500 calories, okay? Out of these 2,500 calories, for him to really, his body to truly use fat for fuel, keep his inflammation low, and ideally get to that point where we are burning ketones, 70%, give or take, of his calories need to come from fat. Now, the better quality fat, the better Sean is going to feel. Not saying we can't have a little cream cheese or heavy whipping cream here and there or something like that that I would consider an okay fat, but not a great one. But 70% needs to come from fat. That pushes the body. One, we're eliminating the carbohydrates to about 5% or less. So by depleting the one energy source of glucose or carbs that we have and increasing the other one for fat, because we can't use protein for energy. Protein's a building block, all right? It repairs muscle tissue, organs, joints, the whole thing. So protein you really can't use for energy. So if you see somebody selling a protein shake saying this is going to increase your energy, that's a sales pitch, guys. That doesn't work. You use fat for energy or carbohydrates. So by bumping fat up to 70%, taking carbohydrates down to 5% or less, Sean's body ideally is forced to use fat for fuel, and that's what puts us in that fat burning state. Now, this is just a rough outline, guys. Everybody's different. I'm fortunate enough that my body has been adapted to burning fat for a while now. So I actually, if I sit there and take in a day where I have quite a bit of carbohydrates, my body freaks out and wants to burn it out. Now that's where I want to be, because I want to get rid of the carbohydrate storage when I do sit there and eat something like an ice cream sandwich that I will occasionally eat, guys. You gotta live. But I've got my body to that state where my metabolism picks up to burn that out so it can get back to burning the fat, because I don't give it that carbohydrates all the time anymore. So to put you guys in percentage aspects, Sean has about 195 grams of fat. Now, some of you may jaw just drop when you hear that. That is a lot of fat. But remember,
can I interject something there? You know, MyFitnessPal, which you'll say something, it, because of my weight, it breaks it down, because based on your weight, which you should have,
oh,
the carbs and
point.
Stuff like
yes.
that. But it puts me up that I should have about 360 grams
for
of
those,
fat.
For those listening who have, I would say, probably 75 pounds or more to lose. And I need to break that down to make
that's
a good video
right.
on that.
Yes,
put it on
yes,
social
you do.
Media.
You do.
But for those, your algorithm off. So you got what's called, people use different ones, but you have what's called a Harris-Benedict equation. That's an equation that I believe MyFitnessPal uses.
BMR.
To give you your what's basal metabolic rate, BMR, to give you the calories you need to be in, you know, lose a pound a day, a pound a week, 2 pounds a week. That algorithm gets drastically off the heavier you are. So, for instance, if I was to plug Sean into that, he'd get like 6,000 calories throughout the day. Well, Sean's body doesn't need 6,000 calories. We want to burn calories from his fat storage, not the ones he's consuming in.
Correct.
So, for those that have a good amount of weight to lose, I'd actually put you around the 2,500 mark. Now, for those that have probably 75 pounds or less, you can go and use that equation. You can plug your numbers into MyFitnessPal, whatever you guys use, and you can manipulate those numbers once you have them in there, because MyFitnessPal won't give you keto-based numbers.
Because there's an RMR, too, as well, right?
Your resting metabolic rate, too, right. Which you don't need to get into too much. The basal metabolic rate plus your energy expenditure throughout the week will give you that number. And again, guys, there's little apps out there that take care of that for you. But with Sean, we have him about 195 grams of fat. He has about 175 grams of protein, and then he has 30 grams of carbohydrates or less. Now, with this, we want to make sure that's a lot of fat. That's a lot of calories from fat, so they need to come from good sources such as avocados, whole eggs, the grass-fed butter that we talked about. We want to stay away from, you know, those other things. Deep-fried chicken wings don't have any carbs, guys, but they have a very, very bad oil, you know, so we're trying to stay away from those as much as possible. And then good quality protein sources, you know, beef, chicken, fish. There's some plant-based proteins out there too. Again, guys, I've had some people ask about, you know, plant-based keto, and I'm going to be honest with you. I can't give you a whole lot of information on it because I don't do it and I haven't taught it to my clients. So I don't want to sit there and mislead you guys with anything. Is it doable? Absolutely, it probably is, but I just haven't dove into it that much myself, so I don't want to mislead anybody.
Sure.
But then going back into those macros, the carbohydrates is the hard part, guys. So I hope you're getting the point that by lowering those carbohydrates, we have to use that fat for fuel. But we don't want to compensate it with too much protein, and that's what like Atkins is, or low-carb dieting.
Right.
That's not keto. So the Atkins keto shake that you see coming out truly isn't really based for keto. It's just protein.
Right.
With minimal carbohydrates. Well, guess what, guys? Our bodies are smart and our bodies love to burn sugar. It's a quick hit. It's a quick source. So if we have too much protein, the body will reconvert that protein or our muscle tissue, as if we were starving and didn't have any more body fat.
Good. Yeah.
It would convert that protein, with a fancy word of gluconeogenesis, it would convert that protein back into sugar. So therefore, we're not using fat for fuel anymore. So sometimes people who drop those carbs drastically but eat way too much protein, you do lose some weight, but then all of a sudden you're eating your own muscle tissue. Your body's in survival mode.
Wow.
Putting you in a very acidic state, which is not good for the overall body. And guys, the less muscle you have, the slower your metabolism is. So building muscle, using muscle, preserving the muscle is actually going to help you burn more calories in the long run. So that's something to be very cautious of, because a lot of times people are like, oh, I just can't have carbs. Well, no, we need to be careful. We need to have the right ratios. If you really want to feel the best that you can feel, be the healthiest you can be, and optimize all your energy throughout the day.
Well, explain carbs, you know, even like, you know, vegetables. There's vegetables that have carbs.
Correct.
You know, tomatoes. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Which,
so
you
want to be cautious with it. I don't believe in measuring all the time, guys, but sometimes we need to measure to have an understanding and learn, and then we can continue going. So I'm to the point now, I don't measure too much at all. But I know for a fact that if I sit there and have half a sweet potato, that's probably more carbohydrates than I would want that day. So therefore, I don't eat as much of it, or I switch it out. Now, you can't go wrong, and there's some, again, with the keto fab going on, people say, well, you got to be careful of your vegetables. I can promise you are going to have a very difficult time getting too many carbohydrates from broccoli, spinach, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. If you're getting too many carbohydrates from green vegetables, you're probably eating about 10 pounds of vegetables.
Yeah, right.
And then that's not good on the system either, because that's just too much fiber.
You're going to be blowing everybody out, right?
So you want to think when you're sitting down to have a meal, you want to sit there and think, okay, I need a good amount of quality fat. I want a decent amount of protein, and then I want to keep my carbohydrates low, but I also want a good helping of vegetables. We need those vitamins and minerals. So a lot of times when we start eating clean, we go to bananas, pineapple, apples, all these fruits, which are great. They do have vitamins and minerals, but they also come with a decent amount of
sugar.
Fructose, from it, which is fruit sugar. Our body does not respond very well with that. Now, do I think a green apple is better than a Snickers bar? Absolutely. So
I didn't know that.
If you sit there, well, I see people do this all the time with keto. They think, oh, I'm starving. I don't have anything. I just ate this apple. I just blew my entire keto diet. And then they go off.
Yeah.
And so if you're screwing up by eating a green apple, we'll work with it, guys. You're not messing everything up. Okay. You're still making a decent choice.
Bad. You ate an apple.
Yeah. But you want to think of incorporating a lot of those vegetables. So when it comes down to quality keto, again, guys, quality fats. You know, you don't have to sit there and have butter in your coffee to be keto. That's a convenience thing, okay? We're getting grass-fed butter in a very quick form. We're getting a good amount of quality fats with whether it be MCT oil or coconut oil and some butter and coffee. People go over the top with that. Now there's all of a sudden all these pre-made drinks. Well, you don't have to have that. Again, that's an on-the-go convenience meal.
Right.
It's not just like, oh, this is my coffee and I do this because this is what you do in your keto. No, you're just getting a meal in a cup with some coffee in it instead of sitting down and having maybe four whole eggs for breakfast instead.
Right,
it's the same concept.
Yeah, don't be the one that says, well, I got this now. What do I do with it?
Right.
I mean.
Right. Exactly. With the choice, don't bulletproof coffee. I have to have it to do keto. Why?
That's what Brandon would say. Why? Well, hey, so, Brandon, I got, well, why? You have it in this. Okay. Gotcha. It's common sense.
Right.
Which isn't so common anymore.
No, it's not. We're far from it. But to go back to it, guys, you guys are the ones that decipher whether this is working or not.
Right.
And this is just, we're just trying to give you an outline and an understanding to make your own decision, guys. I put Sean's calories out there just so we could break them down, but this doesn't mean that you have to eat 70% fat, 25% protein, and 5% carbohydrates. You know, our bodies are different. So that's a starting point for you. See how you feel, see how your body responds. So for instance, I'm more around 60%, fat. I'm more around that 30% protein, and then I'm around 10% carbohydrates.
Right.
My body burns carbohydrates a little bit better than Sean's does. I also may get two intense workouts in a day, and I've got to fuel and rebuild muscle. So my protein may be higher than somebody who's only working out 3 days a week,
right?
Because their body will turn that back into sugar when mine's going to use it to rebuild.
That's
so
good.
Find your you're in between. Play around with it. And then, guys, it's not the same every day. I may have more calories one day and less the other. It just kind of depends. But, again, as long as I monitor it and make sure I'm still getting the whole quality foods, your body knows what to do with it after we've gotten through a state where your body uses that fat for fuel.
Man.
And that's what you want.
Man, covered a lot of ground, Brandon. We need to – I'd like to, if we can, if you're okay with it, I'd like to do about, you know, 4 or 5 part on this, even what you're breaking down. And we're going to even have it on the obesityrevolution.com. Everything that Brandon's teaching is going to be able to be there. Brandon's breaking it down. This video series, he's got a course, all that stuff that's going to be able to help you tremendously. And like I said, one last thing is that, you know, haters are out there. This one guy came on and, you know, wanted to hate, you know, on Brandon. And I want to close with this. Brandon was so eloquent and so nice to this guy. This guy came on that one of Brandon's videos that was shared out there, and it was on, you know, Big Steve's, you know, post as he shared it, and he was telling him, well, that's not, he's not a keto, he doesn't know what he's talking about, no trainer would ever say this. I'm an original, you know, keto, you know, genic thing, and you ain't in ketosis unless you measure, you know, your ketones and he's like, you know, and the thing is this guy is selling a product on an MLM, you know, here right on his page, and he's telling Brandon doesn't know what he's talking about, and Brandon just comes like this. He goes, well, you know, you're right. It's not, you know, keto. It is ketogenic. He says, you know, and Brandon just eloquently laid it out, but sort of gave him the slap that he didn't even know he was getting the slap. And I think that more people like that think that they're educated and they're not, and Brandon is educated on what he has to say. And Brandon, you handled that wonderful.
Well, that's thank what I'm you. I try to. There's some unique individuals out there. but for those of you guys out there, just like we were talking, it's your diligence to do a little bit of your own research and to dive into what something that works for you. So for instance, guys, if I were sitting here listening to this podcast and somebody gave me information, there was two guys, there was Joe Schmo over here who was talking trash and didn't know what he was doing. And then we're sitting here giving you some information. Guys, go check out my Facebook page. Go check out Sean's Facebook page. See how many lives have been transformed from doing the program that we're doing. If that makes sense to you and you see that I've got 15 people on my page that are no longer type 2 diabetics that are down 100, 200 pounds,
yes,
that program may make some sense. Joe Schmo, which I went to go check out, didn't have one testimony on his entire thing, didn't see any true progress or results, and it wasn't highly marketed.
No.
So, guys, kind of put two and two together, try to figure out for yourself and see if that's something for
that's
you.
That's good. He just said it. There you go. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
That's right.
You know, that's all there is to it. So, there we are, another end. Brandon, that was powerful, brother. I mean, powerful, powerful, powerful. Last thing I'll say is don't just buy it to get it, and don't just say, I need to have this because I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. Make sure you understand. Take this information, and you process it. Do your own research. Find out what works for you, and do it.
And for those out there listening, real quick, guys, if you like stuff like this and us giving you the tools to make your own decisions, do us a favor. Leave us that review. Let us know what you thought of it. We'd love to have guests on here too to give you guys a different perspective, but we also want to teach people to make the best decisions they can make. So, you know, if you kind of like this setup, like this teaching aspect, student teacher kind of setup, let us know and we'll try to come up with a couple more for you guys.
We need to. We're here for you guys. That's exactly right. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. We have everything that you need there. Yes. You need help, you reach out to us. We're there. We're accessible. Brandon's accessible. We'll make it happen for you. We work. We're a team. We have that relationship. And like the last thing I say is it's that relationship. So on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, this is the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
And stay away from Joe Schmo and Joe Blow from Windy City as well. Until next time, we love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.